I'm at the Depot Theatre with director Hayden Tanazzi, and we're here to talk about the Louis Ellis Productions brand new Australian debut, Carrie the Musical. Hi, Hayden.
Hi, how's it going?
Really well. Now, for those people who've been living in a cave for the past 40 years, Carrie is Stephen King's most famous debut novel about a teenage girl with telekinesis and her overbearing religious mother. Now, I remember reading this myself as a teenager and being horrified and in awe of Carrie White's incredible powers. What made you choose Carrie the Musical, Hayden?
I think Carrie has such an interesting history as this very successful novel, and then it's been remade 3 times, I think, now into a movie and now also a musical. I just think it's got this great genre or background that isn't much explored in theatre and musical theatre in particular. And so because it does come from that gore background, I was very interested to sort of see how that translated to stage and see what it was like directing something of that genre.
Do you think Australian audiences would be more receptive to this particular genre of musical?
I do think so, because I think we're getting to a time in Australian theatre and musical theatre where people like to sort of push the boundaries a little bit more and try out new different styles of theatre. It's still got its very core roots in musical theatre, the singing, the dancing, and the big numbers. But I think it's really cool to have a show that doesn't necessarily have like a huge chorus or a huge ensemble, but is much more about the individuals on stage and their own stories and songs. Yeah.
So would this best be described as a horror with music or a musical comedy?
I would say let's meet halfway. It's a musical with its like horror roots, but more so just a musical about Carrie White as an individual and how it got to that point where she does, spoiler alert, kill everyone at the end of the show in the prom destruction. So it's more about that progress and that transformation and how she gets to that point.
Now, this show comes with quite a bit of a reputation after the 1988 Broadway show was famously cancelled after, I think, maybe half a dozen shows.
I think it was three.
Three shows.
Yes.
And the actress playing Carrie at the Stratford show was almost decapitated by a piece of set.
Yeah.
And all the microphones were breaking because of the blood pouring onto, at the final scene. Now, how do you intend to overcome the curse of Carrie the Musical?
The curse of Carrie the Musical. I love that. Look, I think the really exciting thing about Carrie in this show is that it was such a huge flop, which makes it so interesting because it now has been reworked and it was revived in 2012 with quite a bit of success, and it developed this sort of like cult and niche following, which is so fitting for the show. But I think what we're really excited about with this production is that we are going to take it back to its Broadway flop roots, in that what they did during that show, not many people know this, is actually they painted the entire theatre black, the chairs, the exit signs, every element of the theatre, to really get it down to this dark space and dark environment. And I think it's so fitting that we're now doing this at the Depot Theatre, because it is a traditional black box space, so we're able to go back to those roots, but also with a revised script and with a script and score that we know has been successful and that people do enjoy.
What were you looking for when you were auditioning actors for the production?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The heart of this piece is in the youth on stage and the teenagers and that idea of adolescence. So I sort of had two criteria. One that was sort of like, I wanted to find Sydney's most talented sort of young adults, first of all, but I also wanted to find individuals. This show is all about individuality and how you navigate that in your character. And so I didn't want to have 10 kids on stage that all looked the same or all portrayed the same idea as a teenager. What you should hopefully see tonight is 10 very unique individuals that sort of navigating this high school culture, and then Carrie, who has to navigate all of that as well. So that's what sort of the casting process was for me.
So tell me a little bit more about the cast that you've chosen, your upcoming stars.
Yeah, so we've got some very talented individuals on that stage. We've really been able to get the recent graduates from all of the top performing art institutions in Sydney. So our Carrie herself is from the Sydney Conservatorium of Music, and she's been studying there. She's in her final year there now.
Mm-hmm. And who's playing Carrie?
So it's Kira Lee Elliott. Mm-hmm. She's talented. I've had the great opportunity to work with her before on an Australian musical called The Hatpin a couple of years back, and she's now been cast in this role. We have two recent NIDA graduates, Rachel Tunnelly and Lincoln Elliott, who graduated from the diploma last year in NIDA, and they also had the opportunity to work with Kip Williams last year on Chimerica at Sydney Theatre Company. So they're very talented and bringing lots of energy and talent to that stage. We've also got people from the Queensland Conservatorium of Music, we've got 85, we've got Brent Street, and we've just managed to get this cast that's just brimming with talent and ready to show Sydney what they've got and to take those next hopeful steps to get to higher levels of theatre.
So really, really excellent singers as well.
Oh yeah, they're all triple threats. They're quadruple threats. It's like singing, acting, dancing, and just like that wow factor you're gonna see on that stage. Within the first 10 minutes, they just give it their all in the opening number, and it's no looking back after that.
So using that wow factor, how are you able to still create suspense with a play that everybody knows the story? How do you create the suspense?
Well, see, this is the great thing, is that with the musical itself, like, we're all very familiar with the story. We're all very familiar with the different characters and their role in the story. But the additional element of songs in this show gives us sort of like a further amount of detail and depth into each one of those characters, and almost answers the question as to why they do what they do in this show, which I think is something we maybe don't get in the book or in the movie very clearly. Mm. It's definitely about the plot. It's definitely about the whole prom sequence at the end, whereas this is much more about the individual and why they make the decisions that they do.
Mm. Stephen King is very plot-driven.
And so he very much works in the mental headspace as well with his text, so he's bringing that to life through the music, which is great.
So, without giving away too much theatre magic, are there flying objects?
There is telekinesis, and I can promise there will be blood, which is the sort of, we are keeping those elements. You couldn't do Carrie without a blood drop. You couldn't do Carrie without telekinesis. So we've had lots of sort of workshopping of the different stage magic moments. Won't give any of it away, but it is definitely all there. And we're very excited to present that.
So what should the audience expect when coming to watch the show? If they're sitting in the front row, should they bring a waterproof poncho or an umbrella?
We joked about having a splash zone for a little while. No, I think what they can expect is some very passionate, strong performances. And also I think they can expect to be confronted a little bit during this show. It's not the lightest subject matter. And I think the important thing about the show is rocking that idea and preparing yourself for what they do call a night you'll never forget, because it is just such a punchy piece of theatre. It's exciting.
So, Carrie the Musical is going to be running.
So we're open for 2 weeks. We open tonight, July 27th, and it runs till August 4th, next Saturday. So book your tickets. There's an easy link through the depot website. I think concessions are $26 and adults are $32. So we'd love to have you along.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Hayden.
Thank you very much.